Thank you for joining this guided prayer walk. In the coming half hour, I'm going to lead you through a time of prayer for our city. I will share scripture with you, pray, give some topics to pray for, but most importantly, I will say nothing to give you space to pray. Today's topic, today's focus is on the poor and on broken homes and families. And I want to open with this prayer by the 17th century French priest François Fénelon, as I read it in Pete Gregg's book How to Pray. The prayer is, Lord, help me not to worry about the words, but address you with the language of the heart. I simply present myself to you. I open my heart to you. Teach me to pray. As I walk, I choose to rejoice in the Lord with the words of Psalm 118, verse 1 to 5. Tell the Lord how thankful you are, because he is kind and always merciful. Let Israel shout, God is always merciful. Let the family of Aaron the priest shout, God is always merciful. Let every true worshipper of the Lord shout, God is always merciful. When I was really hurting, I prayed to the Lord. He answered my prayer and took my worries away. I will take some time now to tell the Lord the things I'm thankful for. Thank you. When I think about the poor, about broken homes and families, I am reminded of so many people in the Bible who came from poverty or from broken families. Ruth and Naomi. Esther, who grew up without her parents, with her uncle. Samuel, who was given away to the temple into the dysfunctional family of Eli. King David and the strained relationships with his sons. These people's stories are important testimonies that God has a plan for everyone. Even when a life seems to lack perspective, God always has a place and a purpose. Verse 5 of Psalm 118 says, "When I was really hurting, I prayed to the Lord. He answered my prayer and took my worries away." That is God's mission in this world, restoration of people, of relationships. People in poverty are not simply lacking money. Often there is a sense of shame, of anxiety, of loss of perspective. When I pray, I take part directly in God's mission of restoration. I pray for God to not only lift people out of poverty, but to restore love, hope, and peace. I pray not only for better relationships in broken homes, but for restorations of souls and fruitful environments. In Dutch, there is a saying, "Every home carries its own cross." As I walk, I look around my street or picture the houses in my street. I pray for every single home. Maybe I know the people living there. I ask the Spirit for impressions, and I take some time now to lift these homes, these people, before the Lord. In Romans 8, Paul writes that creation is in despair, and all creation is eagerly waiting for the revelation of the children of God. I can be part of God's mission of restoration. I start by praying for myself. I bring my own brokenness before the Lord. I speak honestly to Him about my own poverty, be it financial, emotional, spiritual, or social. Then, I pray for others, people that come to mind, someone I know, and I take some time now to lift their specific circumstances before the Lord. In Psalm 118, we read, "Let every true worshipper of the Lord shout, God is always merciful." In Romans 8, we read that creation is eagerly awaiting the revelation of God's children. In my walk, in this time of prayer, I yield to God's mission. I commit myself to being part of God's plan of restoration. And as I commit, I ask for God to show me something I can do today that might bring a small glimpse of restoration to someone. I close off with this song by John Foreman, lead singer of the band Switchfoot. Even though it's not directly about poor or about broken families, it speaks about God's restoration. It speaks about a world that's beyond me, about how in all this brokenness God's children are called to be shining underneath. And I pray as I listen to this song.
Believe in a world that's beyond me.
Lord, I thank you for this time of prayer. Thank you that my prayers are meaningful to you. Thank you that somehow, even though I cannot see it, they contribute to change, because I've prayed to an Almighty Father who has given power and authority to the prayers of his children. Therefore, receive my prayers as offering and use them, Lord, to unleash your kingdom in our city. Amen.